In Cairo today, thousands of Egyptians filled Tahrir Square. They called for the prosecution of top members of the former government. It was one of the largest turnouts since the uprising that toppled the Mubarak regime in February. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Cairo, Egyptians are finding that uprisings are expensive. The Egyptian economy is suffering from uncertainty, and everyone is feeling the pinch.
Almost every Egyptian says the revolution changed the country, changed the way Egyptians think about the future. The young organizers of this book fair wanted to capitalize a new interest in reading. Books about Egyptian history, politics, and economics, says Ahmed Yusuri, a volunteer here.
The most important thing in Egypt right now is raising awareness. And if you really have an educated people, they will be capable of practicing democracy, they'll be capable of building their country.
There's plenty of interest, but hardly any sales. And Dalia Ibrahim, who runs one of the largest publishing houses in Egypt, knows why.
Because everybody's afraid. People are afraid to spend money. So there are a lot of people without work or reduced amount of money, so they don't buy books. So this is number one. Number two, even the people who are there in their jobs still, there are other priorities, and to save as much money as they can, nobody knows what is going to happen in the future. It's a matter of panic.
It's the best of times and the worst of times, says Ibrahim. Now, with state security gone and the censorship of the Mubarak regime in the past, she can publish anything she wants.
And you know, you can publish any title without any concern, at least for the time being. Nobody knows what will happen in the future, but I believe that the future will continue to be like this. You can publish anything.
But she doesn't have the cash flow to seize new opportunities. Government ministries can't sign new contracts, she says, because no one is in charge. Foreign investors are taking money to safer markets. International donors have pulled out funding because of the political uncertainty of a country run by the military.
Most of the companies, most of them are having financial problems, of course. And the vision is not clear. To tell you the truth, things are not clear. What is going to take place next day, next month is not clear, but at least I'm ready for the positive side.
At least the stock market ended the week on a positive note, with Egyptians doing the buying when the market hit bottom. According to economists here, Egyptians poured more than $30 million into the market in the week it opened for the first time in 2 months. But tourism, a major pillar of Egypt's economy, has been hard hit after thousands of visitors were evacuated during the early days of the street protest in January. On a cool spring day, almost perfect weather to see Egypt's majestic pyramids, the guides compete for the few visitors and they plead for business.
You have son.
You have family.
The hawkers try to make money any way they can.
I come for tourists.
The economy depends on 15 million tourists coming each year. The government is offering more than $100 million to airlines, an incentive to kickstart the business again. But Abu Yahya, a guide here for 60 years, says it's never been this bad.
Maybe 20%, not real like the other time. The other times, plenty tourists. Very much.
He's interrupted when a fight breaks out among the carriage drivers. Some can no longer feed their horses. They settle the dispute with horse whips and fists, a sign of the economic pressure on the poorest Egyptians, including Abu Yahya, who has 17 family members to feed.
We get pray because life not be okay.
What did you think about the revolution? The revolution in Tahrir Square.
Oh, yes. Tahrir Square, it is good. Very good, because it changed all the people.
Even in these tough times, he believes the revolution was worth it. Mubarak is gone, and the tourist will come back, he says. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.